On the KSRO Live Line with us is Robert Thompson. He's the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you guys.
So what's the problem with Apu? Then let's clarify this. We're talking about the Simpsons character now.
Yeah, well, this was about a year ago, last year sometime, somebody, Indian American comic, did a documentary called The Problem with Apu, which was not whiny, it was funny, it was insightful, got a lot of big people to talk about, talk on the air. But it was about the idea that this is one of those characters that has been in this beloved show, and it's really kind of a questionable character. It's an Indian American man voiced by a white American. It does the whole, you know, stereotype dialect and behavior and all the rest.
Right.
Of it. Anyway, this documentary was about how growing up, this guy, you know, had the shadow of this stereotype around him all the time. So The Simpsons on Sunday finally respond to it, and The Simpsons is usually a pretty hip show, but it kind of went the old, you know, don't have a cow, don't be so politically correct.
Did you have to say don't have a cow, Bob?
Response.
Did you have to say don't have a cow?
Well, actually, that's in the response. There's a picture. Lisa Simpson has a picture of Apu on her bedside, and it's signed, Don't Have a Cow Man,
Apu. That's great. That's great.
So anyway, there's a lot of people who thought that was a pretty lame response. I happen to be one of them. So now True TV Sunday is airing the documentary again right before The Simpsons plays, so you can watch them both and make your own judgment.
You know, Bob, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but the Gary Shandling documentary on HBO is unbelievable. And a lot of it takes place in the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, tying to today's news that Mitzi Shore, the mother of Pauly Shore, who ran the Comedy Store, passed away at the age of 87. Theoretically, I mean, you could argue that we don't have Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, or Jay Leno if she does not have that Comedy Store in L.A.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Both of those things. First of all, the Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling, I have seen it. And by the way, it's kind of a commitment. It's 4.5 hours long. But it is really a beautiful love letter from Judd Apatow to the memory of Gary Shandling, and there's all kinds of great stuff in there. And you're right, Mitzi Shore, that culture of comedy clubs that she started back then really changed the nature of American stand-up comedy, American comedy in general, and she's become a legend. She's fictionalized. She's talked about by all of these people, and I think her passing really does need to be noted.
And so it is. And a lot of us on the lighter side, Bob, are looking forward to this reboot, at least if it's well done, on Netflix, the relaunch of Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a little bit different, I guess, of course. The special effects
are
going to be way different.
My understanding.
Yeah. In fact, including Mr. Smith is sort of changeable this time around.
Right. It's not Mr. Smith anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, this show came out, Lost in Space, the first one, in 1965. I was 6 years old. And that version of Lost in Space, I might add, was perfect for the mind of a six-year-old. It was really a lot of fun if you were six. And, of course, it was typical mid-60s campy comedy. But we should also remember that Lost in Space came out in 1965, September. Star Trek didn't come out until September of 1966. And, you know, we remember Star Trek for all kinds of things. Lost in Space actually really was doing a lot of those things a year earlier. Star Trek was a little bit headier, but Lost in Space got a jump on that. I'm also really looking forward to this. Look what happened to when Battlestar Galactica, the original, played. It was kind of a campy thing.
Yes.
The new Battlestar Galactica was one of the great American television shows. I'm hoping the same will be true of Lost in Space, but I never hold my breath.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. There are not that many that actually work, but I'm still
right.
Anxious to see the robot, Bob.
Yeah, well, that may be. I mean, and there have been some reviews of this coming out, which are kind of mixed, but we'll see. And yes, the robot is. And of course, that robot on the original Lost in Space was already derivative of the robot on Forbidden Planet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then Lost in Space, by the way, has been rebooted before. There was a movie about 20 years ago, and then there was a pilot TV show for the WB that never got picked up.
Oh, that's not a good sign. But we'll see how this one works for Netflix, and it is debuting shortly on Netflix. Bob, thanks so much for being here this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait. Thank you.
That's Robert Thompson from Syracuse University.